Good morning, church. Welcome to Southgate Live. We are so glad that you have joined us today because this is a day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so we want to know that you're there. So if you'll hit the like button or leave a comment, we would love to hear from you. But what we want you to do now is we want you to stand to your feet wherever you're at. Stand to your feet as we're going to sing this morning to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Sing with us now. Here we go.
Church, my God, how great thou art. Lift him up, come on.
praise this morning. So now we want to take some time and we want to read some scripture together. That's right. We want you to read in your home with us this morning as we read these words from His Word. And as I always say, there's power in the words that we sing and that we say. And so let's say these words together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. Let us exalt His name together. Psalms 34, 1 through 3. Amen. Gonna keep singing this morning.
Out. Yes, I will lift you high.
Sing that last chorus one more time. I know things have been hard, but let's stand on our feet this morning. Let's proclaim it, that we'll trust Him in all of it, because He's got it this morning. No matter what you're facing, He's there. So let's proclaim it.
Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Yes, I will for all my days. Yes, I will.
This morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you right now, God, we thank you for another day, Father, to be able to sing your praises. And Lord, this morning, God, I know there's many that are hurting, God, as our nation and this world, Father, are faced with so much. But God, we know you're still in control. We know that you've got this, God. And so, Lord, we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to pray for you to do great things. And Father, this morning, Lord, I just want to lift up just many people to you, God. Lord, as I think about our leadership, God, from the federal level to the state level to the local level, God, that you'd be with our leaders. Lord, that you would give them wisdom, God. That you'd give them strength, Lord, and discernment. And Father, I too want to lift up all of our medical folks, God. From our doctors, our nurses, help staff, God, to our first responders. It's been a tough week. God, I think about one of our officers that we lost just this past week. Lord, as the city of Springfield's hurting for that. So, God, I lift up our city. God, that family that lost that husband, that dad. And, Lord, in the midst of all of this, God, Lord, I just pray that you help us, God, to keep our eyes focused on you. Lord, that we don't let things take our focus away. God, that we don't let fear creep in. That we don't let anger creep in, frustration creep in. But God, that we continue to be the church that you've called us to be. Lord, the church that it's more than just Sunday morning being together as one. But it's to let your light shine to others. And so God, I pray that we be the helpers out there. For our neighbors, for folks that need help, God. That we step up and we do what you've called us to do. And that most importantly, God, that we love. Whether it be from behind a keyboard, or it be at our workplace, or it be out in public, God. That we always put that first and foremost. So God, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. It's in Christ's name I pray.
had I come down off of that step, and I just about missed it again. Thank you, PK. Well, I am aware, of course, that there are a very few people here that were part of the service, and they'll be out in the congregation before me. But I'm also aware, of course, that most of you are in your own home. But let me encourage you with these words. First of all, we are obeying God's word when he said, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We are assembling together. In fact, let me suggest this to you. I'm closer to you in your home right now than I would be if you were here, especially if you're a back row Baptist, and I know who you are. But that is just the truth. I'm there with you, and we are together in one accord and in one heart. And so I am very thankful to be with you. My mother-in-law, I call her on the phone. I say to her, you are my favorite mother-in-law, and she certainly is the only mother-in-law that I've been privileged to have. And my mother-in-law is being cared for in a wonderful, skilled nursing facility here in Springfield, Missouri. And how I thank God for them, the staff there, just laboring to keep those folks well. And I so much appreciate it. She, however, is having a hard time. And I think all of you will understand this, because the reality is she feels trapped. She knows it's for her own good, but right now she stays in her room 24 hours a day. She does not go out to the cafeteria. The only ones who come into her room are personnel from the facility, and it's hard. And my wife and my sister-in-law have gone there and gone around to the window and with their cell phones talked to her, and it delighted her to see them. But it's so hard because she's feeling trapped. And I would suspect that most of us have something of that feeling within us. We feel trapped. We feel like we can't go like we expect to go. We can't do what we expect to do. Sometimes we can't find what we expect to find. We feel trapped. And in this time, we find ourselves not only feeling trapped, but we feel fear. I'm reminded of what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7. Timothy, we think, maybe was a little bit fearful, a little bit timid. And Paul said to him, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let us be aware of the fact that God, for His children, wants us to be different in our world right now. Last Sunday, I began to share with you a two-part message on supernatural living. It might be somebody might say, well, now that seems to me to be less practical than maybe giving us five ways to have courage or whatever it might be. And I commend those who are doing that. But here's what I think. Never before in my lifetime has there been a greater opportunity for those who know Jesus Christ to shine like stars in the darkness. There's never been a greater opportunity for the gospel to sound forth. But listen to me, it won't happen if we are not living supernatural lives. So I invite you in your own way to find a Bible. And in that Bible, let's go back again to Colossians chapter 1. And I'm going to be reading from that great passage that Paul wrote to the church there. And specifically, I'm going to be reading a prayer. I love the prayers in God's Word. They are part of the inspired, God-breathed Word of God. And I believe that this is a prayer that God stands ready to answer. It is a prayer that He delights to answer for me, for you, for the church. And so let's listen again to this prayer. And I am in Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. May God add His blessing to the reading of His Word. Now, I believe that this prayer opens up into five prayers. I'm going to remind you, because some of you probably were not able to hear this last Sunday, I'm going to remind you of the three portions of that I gave you last week. But let me say again, these are prayers that if they are persistently prayed from a heart that truly is pure before God, God will answer these prayers and move us to a higher level in our Christian life and in our churches. So look at your Bible and look at the Word and let me show you what He's praying. First, He says, I am asking, and here's the prayer, and it begins in verse 9, that you may be filled. Oh, think about it. Filled. Listen to the language of that. God's not just giving sprinkles, He's giving showers here. That you may be filled with what? With the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, for those of you that are note takers, and if you were not here last week, then here's your first prayer. You pray this prayer. You pray, God, help us know what to do. Lord, help us know what to do. I want to tell you, does that not sound like the greatest prayer that we could be praying in the church and in America and in the world today? Lord, help us know what to do. I believe there's somebody out there with the wisdom and the intellect and the experience that they could help develop something that would change things quickly. But I don't believe they can do it without divine help. Lord, help us know what to do. But in our own personal lives, we so need discernment. We are confronted all the time with options. Do this, do that, do this. And it's overwhelming. So we go to God and we bow the knee and we pray, Lord, help us know what to do. Fill us with the knowledge of Your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I got to tell you something. There are some who do not want wisdom. They want answers. And they're not the same. God wants to give us wisdom so that we can think His thoughts after Him. And the fear of the Lord is that beginning of wisdom. But I will tell you, the book that I hold in my hand is the book of wisdom from beginning to end. Immerse yourself in the Word of God and ask God to give you discernment so you'll know what to do. So you'll know what to do. Lord, help us know what to do. And then, last week, the second part of that prayer is this, that you may walk worthy of the Lord. Listen to that. Fully pleasing Him. There's that word again. Fully pleasing Him. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So here's the prayer. The first prayer, what was it? Lord, help us know what to do. It's a prayer for discernment. And then secondly, Lord, help us do what we know. Oh, there for many people is the stumbling stone. It's one thing to know the will of God, but it's another one to say to God, yes, I will. We used to sing a little chorus, yes, Lord, yes, to Your will and to Your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I will trust You and obey. When Your Spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes. And I will tell you, that's prayer. Is a prayer not for discernment, but it is a prayer of discipline, and it is this prayer, Lord, help us do what we know. Did you get that? Lord, help us do what we know. Are you already educated beyond your obedience? You may not hear much from God, but if you come before God to say, I will to do Your will, I want to do what You want. I want to live in that kingdom where what You want done is done. And I want to be that kind of man or that kind of woman. Lord, help us to do what we know. Now, we are on our way to supernatural living here. And you cannot live supernaturally without knowing the will of God. And you cannot live supernaturally without doing the will of God. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. So we go to that text again. We see the third part of that prayer. And it says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. It's as if Paul used all the words at his disposal to speak about what is available to the child of God. Now listen to me carefully because this is important. If you know God's will, and if you do God's will, Satan may still trip you up here. So let me give you the third part of the prayer that I gave last week, and here it is. Lord, help us do it with the power you provide. You see, here's the reality. You cannot live supernaturally in the flesh. It's a contradiction. No, no, no. If I am going to live a supernatural life, I got to have supernatural power. And the good news is God gives power to his people. God enables us to rise above the world, to live supernatural lives, but it only comes as we do what we know to do with the power that he provides. First is the prayer of discernment. Lord, help us know what to do. Secondly, it's the prayer of discipline. Lord, help us do what we know. And then the prayer of dependence. Lord, help us do it with the power you provide. Now, again, it's very tempting to say, we're done. We can quit now. We can go home. This is supernatural living. I know God's will. I am doing God's will. And I'm doing it with the power he provides. End of discussion. No. And the way I know that it's not is because the prayer's not over. So we go back to the text and we unpack the last two prayers. And look at this. Verse number 11, strengthened with all. Oh, these superlatives are in the text, aren't they? Strengthened with all might. Strengthened with sufficient might. Strengthened with enough might. All right, what does he say? Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. And here we go. For all patience. If you would have been here, you would have said, oh my. For all patience and long-suffering. Now, those two words are interesting words. Sometimes you will see in a translation where it's almost the opposite. It'll say, with all endurance and patience. Various translations use different words here. But I want you to know something because I think it's important. This speaks of two kinds of challenges that every one of us face. The first word that is used here speaks of difficult circumstances, bearing up under trial, refusing to buckle under pressure, holding one's position in battle. This is difficult circumstances. Now, you're no stranger to that. You've faced those difficult circumstances in your life already, and, quite honestly, we're facing them now. And we do need that endurance that lets us continue to do what we are called to do with the power that God provides with endurance, persistence. But the other word doesn't speak about difficult circumstances. It speaks about difficult people. And if you were here, I might ask you to raise your hand if you know one. But the problem is your spouse beside you might raise her hand. I'm not going there. All of us at times are difficult people. And this word long-suffering, it tells us how we are to live with one another. We are to be long-suffering because relationships matter. They matter in the family of God and they matter in the world in which we live. And I've got news for you. In God's eyes, everybody matters. Everybody counts. And as one fiction writer has had his character saying, everyone counts or no one counts. Everybody counts or nobody counts. Now, how does this translate into our prayers? We've already prayed, Lord, Help us know what to do. Give us that discernment. Lord, help us do what we know. Give us that discipline that we need. Lord, help us do it with the power you provide. That is the prayer for dependence. Here's the fourth one. Note takers, write it down. Lord, help us keep doing it. Lord, help us keep doing it. One of the men that I admire and have had the privilege of sitting under his teaching in a small group is named Gordon MacDonald. He has known the heights, he has known the depths in his own personal life. But he has written some marvelous resources about our lives and how we can rekindle our spiritual passion, and perhaps what is my favorite, how we can rebuild our broken world. And as I sat with Gordon that day, he said this. He said, I believe that in my family, there's a quitter's gene. He looked back at the people that had gone before him, and he saw a pattern there of just not persisting, not continuing. And so they were quitting on life, and they were quitting on marriage, and they were quitting on relationships. He said, I believe that I have a quitter's gene that I have to overcome in my life. When the going gets tough, too many quit. When things are not going well, physically or financially or spiritually, sometimes we simply want to give up. And endurance, this word, is the ability to keep your commitments even when it is difficult. And I want you to understand something. Supernatural living must include this dimension. It must include the determination to continue doing what God has told us to do in the power of the Holy Spirit. So you have the prayer of discernment and the prayer of discipline and the prayer of dependence, and now you've got the prayer of determination. Lord, help us keep doing it. I will tell you, one of the great doctrines of the faith, as I understand it, is what is sometimes referred to as the perseverance of the saints. Now that sounds like old language, but it just means people who die in the faith. They don't quit. And I would suggest to you, whoever you are and wherever you are, don't quit. Never, 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 never give up. Don't quit. Say, Lord, help me to keep doing it. Lord, help us as a church to keep doing. Once we know what to do, and once we are doing what we know, and once we are doing it with the power that you provide, help us just to not quit. Hey, the reality is God uses those who persevere. And supernatural living demands that you persevere in your walk with God. Now, one last time. Let me tell you, if there was ever a point that someone would say, we're surely through. I mean, just think about it. Lord, help us know what to do. And he answers that prayer. Lord, help us do what we know. And he answers that prayer. Lord, help us do it with the power you provide. And he answers that prayer. And Satan trembles. And then, Lord, help us keep doing it. You say, that's got to be it. We're through. But we're not. We're not. Because here's what it says, and this is so important in our lives. He says, for all patience and long-suffering, here it is, with joy. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. With joy, giving thanks. With joy, giving thanks. Joyfulness and thankfulness are partners. It has been said, and I think it's true, error has little chance of making inroads upon a life that is gratefully exuberant in Christ. Don't you love that? Give me a church filled with people that are gratefully exuberant, and I'll show you a church that's changing somebody's world. What's the prayer here? You think you know it. I think you do. The first one was what? Lord, help us know what to do. Discernment. Secondly, Lord, help us do what we know. Discipline. Lord, help us do it with the power you provide. Dependence. Lord, help us keep doing it. Determination. But now, oh, Lord, help us do it with joy. And I can almost feel the pushback. Pastor, do you not understand what's going on in the world today? How in the world can you speak about joy and thankfulness? Pastor, this is inappropriate in this hour. And I will tell you, supernatural joy is never inappropriate. Jesus said, Matthew 5, 11 and 12, blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and shall say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. What's the next word? Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. How about this? Luke describes the early Christians in Acts 5, 41. And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed, whining and complaining and griping at God. No! No! Let me read that again. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Paul and Silas, oh, I love the story. Now they are in prison. Their clothes have been torn off. They've been beaten with rods. They've been had the stripes put on them. They've been thrown into prison. They are in the stocks. It is midnight. It is midnight. And listen to what Scripture says in Acts 16, along about verses 23, 24. It says, but at midnight... But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Oh, you show me a Christian that still maintains their joy in the face of the virus, and I'll show you a Christian that people around are going to listen to, and they'll have an answer for the hope that they have within them. We sing a little chorus that this joy that I have, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The virus didn't give it, and the virus can't take it away. Folks, I want to tell you something. There is a supernatural joy. And I will tell you, if all you can do is do what you know and do it with the power that God provides and keep doing it, but you do it with grim determination, I want to tell you that is not supernatural living. Sam Storm, in one of his books, said, duty discharged without delight dishonors God. Can I read that one more time? Duty discharged without delight dishonors God. The reality is the world is looking for somebody that has joy that is not contingent upon circumstances. Joy that comes from deep within. You say, I have nothing. Preacher, are you listening to me? I have nothing to be joyful about. Or, I have nothing to be thankful about. And I would say to you in the words of Pastor Steve Brown, that is a lie from the pit of hell, and it smells like smoke. The reality is, if you're a child of God, you have much to be thankful for. And part of that is simply this. This is not all there is. Jesus has prepared a place for us, and someday we will be with Him. And Paul said, that is far better. So live. Live in this present hour. And live supernaturally. And by the way, that prayer is the prayer of delight. You got the prayer of discernment and discipline and dependence and determination. And here's the prayer for delight. Oh, let delight be found in our hearts, in our lives. Not pretending the hurt is not real. Not grieving with those who grieve. No, no, no. But knowing underneath that are the everlasting arms of God. And we, as the people of God, can live supernaturally, rising above the world and giving an answer that Jesus Christ is our Lord, who died for our sins and rose from the dead. And we are determined to live supernatural lives. Would you bow with me for prayer? Oh, my Father, I come in that name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And I pray a blessing. I pray a blessing upon all who hear this message and across this community. Raise up. Raise up people who know what to do and people who do what they know with the power you provide and people who keep doing it even when it's hard. And then people who exude joy. Father, I pray for that in my life. I pray for that in the lives of my family. And I pray for that in the lives of those who are part of Southgate Baptist Church and every Christian in this community and around the world. May we live supernaturally for our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Times I've failed, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond.
Well, thank you all so much for being with us this morning. Just a couple of reminders. First of all, if you have a prayer request, please go to our website, click on Contact Us, and tell us how we can pray for you. Also, if you have a need that we could help with, let us know that as well. We want to pray and we want to help as well. And so also, if you would like to give this morning, beautiful way to worship the Lord is to give back. And so we encourage you to do that joyfully and generously, and you can do that through our website as well. And just click on that tab that says give. We want to end now with praying for God to bless us. And so would you just join me in this prayer? Father, thank you so much for blessing us today. Thank you for blessing us through your word, through our songs that we have joined together in. And now, Father, I choose you. I choose you, Father, to guide us this week. I choose you, Father, to give us the hope and the strength. I choose you, Father, to walk through this valley with us. I choose you. And I love you, Jesus, and I thank you for choosing me as well. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.